How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 27th of January, 2022. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Happy Thursday.
I am glad you're here. Now, we're going to talk about your column this week, which is a bunch of interesting stuff that you've sort of accumulated over time.
Yeah, things that I sometimes think don't get enough attention or people don't know about. And I ganged them up together in a column that was ostensibly about stuff that would even impress Steve Jobs, who wasn't a big fan of third-party apps, I understand. I mean, I don't know. I didn't work there. But my understanding of it is he wasn't in favor of opening up the app store to third parties.
Yeah.
And so these are all things that have happened since then and since his passing that I think he would look back upon and go, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, these are things I didn't expect from my iPhone 15 years ago when I got the first one. And was it 15? No.
Yeah, it was 15.
Yeah, 15. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so now with 2 million plus iOS and iPhone, iPad OS and iPhone OS, iOS apps, thousands of hardware accessories out there. There are features and functions that were virtually unimaginable 15 years ago and would have sounded like what's his name's third law of magic?
Asimov.
Asimov's third law, which was, you know, basically if it looks like magic, it probably is. It's so advanced. If you have technology so advanced you can't figure it out, it's probably magical. Anyway, I don't know how some of this stuff is done. So I'm going to dive in unless we have business to attend to. All right. So here's the first one. The first one is, I'm obsessed with woodworking now. You know this, but our listeners might not. So I love that my iPhone makes my whole everything about woodworking better, easier, and safer. Why is it better? Well, because I have at least a zillion instructional videos and project plan PDFs stored or available over the air on my iPhone. So now I can go anywhere and know if I own something already, if I already have a plan like that, or look for pictures. And a lot of these pictures, you know, are when I'm in a store, do I know exactly how long things are? Well, if I didn't bring a tape measure, my phone will tell me. So there's the easier. I use the Measure app all the time, and it's accurate enough for rough work. If I need to know if a board is longer than 4 feet, I can point my phone at it and reliably say, all right, that's 4 feet, because it'll measure at 4 feet and something or close to it. Depending on how close I need to be, the Measure app is often all I need. I don't really need a precise tape measure. And I use the level function, which most people don't even know is there all the time. I'm fussy about like pictures in my office being straight. And I used to keep a carpenter's rule, whatever those things are, with a bubble in it.
Yep.
In my office, so I could straighten the pictures when they got crooked.
Yep.
And now all it takes is my iPhone,
which is great.
Yeah. It's and so if you're wondering how you do that, it's in the Measure app, and at the bottom there's two things, and the other one, the one that you've never looked at, is called level.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a couple. I said safer. And here's an example of safer. My iPhone and my Apple Watch together protect my hearing by warning me when I'm somewhere and the ambient sound is at a level high enough to cause either temporary or permanent hearing loss. And I am shocked at how often I'm hanging out somewhere where I should be wearing ear protection.
And turns out to be really loud. Yeah, I've had the same. So
it was going crazy the other night. I went to see a band. It's the first time I've seen live music in like 2 years.
Yep.
But I felt like, all right, I'm done. I got to see. There was the Archangels, who are a local band, but it was a reunion. They broke up 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. And it was like a once in a decade opportunity to see them play together again. So I went to a show, and my watch was saying, are you wearing ear protection? If not, you really should be.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, but just knowing that I should have been was good. And ordinarily, like if I'm in my workbench and I'm using power tools, it'll say it's too loud and I'll put on, you know, noise blocking headphones.
Yeah.
It also tells me if I'm listening to music too loud.
Yeah.
I get I think is kind of cool, because every once in a while I'll play something that I guess was recorded hotter. Mm-hmm. And I'll get a warning that the sound in my earphones is too loud.
It's a little more than it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little over. That's, I turned it up to 11 and that's what happened. Mm.
Yeah, so, it is sometimes.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, you know, being at the store and not having a tape measure or anything. And I kind of want to piggyback on that, because I use my phone all the time for different things around the house. Because I have lists of, like, because when we first moved into our house, the house we're in now, we had a long time to move in. So I came and like measured everything and found out, you know, how big every room was with no furniture in it whatsoever. And what light bulbs go in the light fixtures. Like, I just went and was like, every scrap of information I've ever been standing in the store and went, what is that again? And not had, like, I went and made a list of. So I have like this little pile of information on my phone that's like, oh, you know, if I need something to go in that room, how big does it need to be? Or if I need another light bulb, or how much, you know, if I get that extension cord, right, is it going to be long enough to go from the place I am to the place I want to be, whatever. And having those lists of things is sometimes super duper handy. And you may not have it as much with woodworking, but I have it a fair amount of the time. Something at my house needs repaired in some fashion. Like, whatever it's doing now is not what it's supposed to be doing.
You're talking about the honey-do list, I think.
No, because sometimes it comes to me. I don't get to make one. And so
you're the honeydew.
Yeah. So
it's on my list. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know
exactly what you mean. But I can take a bunch of pictures of, like, here's what the faucet for the hose is doing now. Pretty sure that's wrong. And I can take a video of it or take a picture of it. And I can go to the hardware store and go, hi, Parker's Hardware. Here's what's up. And they go, oh, that. Okay, you need one of these.
Exactly.
And then you need to screw it on using these screws. And I'm like, awesome. You know, and now I'm ready to go. And
go on YouTube for the installation instruction video.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then I get home and I have a YouTube video that shows me how to do the thing that I just needed to do. And, you know, it comes in super handy. Like, one time I had to replace the drain, the faucet in the drain in one of my sinks. And my dad had called me and said, so what are you doing today? And I'm like, I have to replace a faucet, like a sink faucet and the drain for it. And he said, oh, that's what I'm doing today too. And then, so mine was done and I texted my dad and I was like, hey, I'm done with my faucet. And he's like, I'm not. So I sent him the video I used to put mine in and went, here you go. So yeah, it's really nice to be able to also like just document that kind of thing. You know, here's what it's doing. Instead of having to try and describe it to somebody, especially if you're not really sure, you know, if it's not, you know, if you're not don't spend a lot of time fixing electrical things. Maybe this is, you know, like maybe that's not exactly what it's doing. And now you don't have to diagnose it. You just show them like, this is what it's doing. Help me out. And then they take care of it.
That reminds me of something else that we should talk about here for just a quick second. And that's shared notes.
Yes.
Because if there's stuff like this, like fix this around the house lists, mm-hmm. or even grocery lists, those are such great candidates for shared notes, and they work great. They're easy. We use them around here all the time. If we've got an event coming up, there'll be a to-do list so that if anybody wants to, you know, go do it and cross it off before it's time, that would be great.
You know? You can also modify those lists. If you have a HomePod mini or a HomePod, you can, you know, like if you have one, like my house, for example, if you have one in the kitchen and you use the last of something, then you just say, hey, lady, go add this to the shopping list and you're done. And
that's sweet.
Yeah. It comes out to be a lot better.
Okay. So I wanted to mention that because it kind of fits in. The other feature that is kind of I slapped my head and went, I can't believe this is so smart, is the Find My feature, which in itself is pretty amazing because it finds stuff better than anything else I've ever tried to use to find things that I lose often. Yeah. But more than that, I love that it can help me find my car when I park it and forget where I parked it. And at my age, that's becoming, you know, more and more common. I'll get to the shopping place.
Is that a Find My feature?
Yes. Well, it's built in. So here's what happens is when you get out of your car and you've been connected to either CarPlay or Bluetooth, mm-hmm. your car says, oh, well, your phone, I guess, or your watch is not next to your car anymore mm-hmm. or your car. I don't know how it does it, but it knows that you've stopped moving and your car is there.
Yeah.
And it drops a pin for your parked car location. You don't yes. have to do anything. That's the part I didn't realize until I looked one day and went, oh, is that cool? And then yeah. I did the research and found out it's because if you connect to it via Bluetooth or CarPlay, when you turn your car off, you disconnected. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you do that, your phone's going, okay, I know where we are and you turned off the car. So let's remember this spot.
Yep.
And I was at some big event where I was on a, you know, multi-floor parking lot. And I knew I was on the bottom floor. I knew I was right, like on the bottom floor, but it was about half a mile long.
Yeah.
And so I turned this on and it walked me right to my car, right yeah. to it.
It's like, good stuff.
Right up to it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you're at like a mall or something, a lot of times I don't even remember which doors I came in.
Yeah.
I'm talking on the phone. I'm, you know, whatever. My head's in another place. And then I get outside and go, oh gosh, I could walk around the whole parking lot, clicking my little key yep. clicker and hoping it beeps. But yep. this is better. It, by the way, if that doesn't work for you and you use Bluetooth or CarPlay, enable show parked location on your iPhone under settings, maps.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's enabled by default mm-hmm. because I don't remember ever turning it on, but there, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I saw a tip somewhere years ago and turned it on and that's why it does it. But anyway, if yours isn't doing it, that's how to make it do it.
Yeah. And you do have to connect to the car and then it will update your location. And the nice thing about it is, because I use this too, is that you can put it on, like it gives you a little notification on your phone. And then when you tap on that, it shows you where your car is, which is very handy.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like that. So before we move on.
We
have one more. Yeah. But before we get there, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Nomad. Now, Nomad started as a Kickstarter project in 2012 to build tools for the 21st century. They're based in Santa Barbara, and they make mobile accessories. So Apple Watch bands and phone cases and chargers, and most of which are things that I actually use and enjoy myself. So they have wireless charging solutions for your desk or your nightstand. So it looks a little nicer and you can charge easier because it's wireless. They got tired of cables that fall apart all the time. So they built their own and theirs have Kevlar around the outside. So it's definitely going to last. If you like leather, Nomad uses Horween leather, which smells almost as good as it looks. And the wear on it over time just looks really awesome when you're done with it. And Nomad is also a certified climate neutral brand. So you can tell there's like lots of reasons why I like them very much. You can check out Nomad at nomadgoods.com/TDO to see what living the Nomad life is all about. That's NOMADGOODS.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Nomad for sponsoring the show today. So Bob, you have one more tip for us. And I want to find out what that is.
Well, I was a little short on my word count. So I was looking for one thing I could add there at the end of the column. And I thought, okay, there is one more thing that I'm obsessed and fascinated with. This isn't something that I've actually played with and it's something that's going to cost money. But every time it's on my wish list at a bunch of these things are on my wish list at Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I look at them and I go, I have absolutely no use for that. I'm not buying it today. But I want to. It's kind of like drones. Mm-hmm. When drones first came out, I looked at drones and I said, oh man, I just want one of those so bad. Mm-hmm. But I have no possible justification, no use, no real use case. But here's what they are. They're endoscopes, boroscopes, and otoscopes that communicate with your iPhone wirelessly, mm-hmm. which means these are cameras that you can put in places where cameras shouldn't be put. The endoscopes are the same kind of thing that they use to look at your colon mm-hmm. right? A little camera that is so small, you could thread it into your body. An otoscope, I think, is the ear camera, you know, the one that you look at, that you hold. And I'm not sure what a borescope is. But anyway, these are all cameras that transmit the image mm-hmm. to your phone, which means that they have a better screen than most endoscopes, borescopes, or otoscopes, because those used to be things that came with their own built-in screen and were really expensive. Mm-hmm. But now they're not very expensive. I mean, you can get, like, I'm not sure what the quality is like, but some of them are under $100 now.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, you know, I'd like to have a camera on a, like, 12-foot stick and or a snake. So I could put it behind things and, you know, not enough to justify $100 purchase, I don't think, but I look at it and I go, oh, I'm going to keep trying to think of a use case where I can justify buying one of those, because that is too cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on Amazon and look up any of those things and just kind of geek out over how cool. And security cameras too. And security cameras that are hidden in stuff mm-hmm. and wireless and just, you know, all this stuff. And because they're connected to your phone, they can alert you when things happen.
Yeah.
So like the security cameras can tell you when someone walks by or when they've been tampered with. It's amazing and very inexpensive. You know, it used to be wired security cameras for your house were, you know, multi-$1,000 endeavor. You really couldn't do it for less. And today you can buy this wireless stuff that's tiny and secure and better quality.
Yeah.
Some of these cameras look like they're 4K. It's like, I don't think I need 4K to identify the porch pirate, but okay. Yeah.
But also, and like to sort of tack onto that, like I have seen like USB microscopes that are under $100. And some of those I know have iPhone connectivity. There's some options there where you can use a mic, like just sort of a regular microscope, but you can you get a display instead of having to put your eye up to the little lens and try and focus that. Like you can try and do it from your phone instead, which is pretty handy. So,
which means that you can cast it to a giant screen somewhere.
Yes, which is also very cool. So
that would be very cool.
There's lots of things like that. I have found a bunch of things sort of along these lines, just out of necessity. Like, is this a thing I can do, or does it work? You know, the way I want it, or I need something right now, and like my phone's in my hand, so I'm going to figure out how I can do it with my phone and things like that. So yeah, there's lots of tips like that. If you have any like this for things that you use, we definitely want to hear about them. So you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can reach us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. Bob Levitis, as always, thank you so much for coming by. I'm always glad to have you come chat with us about things like this.
Always my pleasure.
So glad you're here. And
so glad to be here.
And we'll be back tomorrow. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you then. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.